You're listening to the Well One Connection, connecting you to important healthcare information. The Well One Connection is a weekly program of Huron Regional Medical Center. Huron Regional Medical Center, providing quality healthcare close to home. Online at huronregional.org.
Today, we are here with Dr. Greg Danielson, who is an ear, nose, and throat physician with Midwest ENT, who comes and sees patients here at HRMC. So welcome to the show, Dr. Danielson.
Thank you for having me.
So let's first talk about coverage. You mentioned 2020 is the year when we're finally covering. So tell us about how that typically works, because it's going to be a visit, it's going to be the device, it's going to be outpatient surgery.
There are some very specific criteria in order to get coverage for this device. One is that you have to have a moderate to severe sleep apnea. What that's referring to is the number of times you're having obstruction of your throat per hour on average while you're sleeping at night. So you need to have, if you're just mild sleep apnea, that's typically not something that we're going to get covered with this device. But if you're kind of in that 15 or higher number of events per hour while you're sleeping, then that's the moderate to severe category, and that's someone who would be a candidate for this. So that's number one. It has to be moderate to severe sleep apnea. Number two, you have to have tried CPAP and prove that you don't tolerate it very well. So that's the number two criteria. Number three is... Has to do with weight. The studies have shown that people that have a high body mass index don't respond to this as well. So there are some weight criteria, and most insurances are going to cover if your BMI or body mass index is 35 or less. There are some insurances that need it to be as low as 32. But usually somewhere in that ballpark between 32 and 35, depending on the insurance company, is what's required. Having a body mass index that high or lower than that number. You know, there may be in the future, but since this is kind of still in its infancy, that we expand those criteria, that people with higher BMIs may be proven to be effective, but at least at this point, with it just being kind of in its infancy, where we want to have very high success rates with the surgery, you need to have a body mass index that is typically less than 35.
So then for coverage, is this commercial insurance, Medicare, and Medicaid typically?
Yes, correct. Yep. So it is Medicare covering, and usually Medicaid follows Medicare as far as coverages, and then private insurances as well. So your Wellmarks, United Healthcare, all the other Cigna, all these other health insurance companies are coming out. And each insurance company will have slightly different criteria. And that's, you know, where we need to kind of tailor it. So it's, you know, as long as you kind of meet most of these criteria. And that's where some people, United might tell us that you need to have a body mass index of 32 versus Wellmark might let it be up to 35, and that's where it can be. There can be some slight differences. The other thing that, so if you meet all those criteria that we talked about there, then there is one other thing that needs to be done, and that is called a drug-induced sleep endoscopy. And that's where we bring you to the operating room and we put you to sleep, and then we go in with a scope, a flexible scope through your nose, and we look in the back of the throat while you're sleeping to see where things are collapsing and what the pattern of that collapse is. The Inspire device works very well for front to back collapse of the throat. It doesn't work as well for side to side collapse of the throat. So what we do is, if you meet all the other criteria, we bring you back to the operating room. They basically start an IV and slowly titrate in some medication to cause you to fall asleep. Once you're asleep and you start snoring, we go in through the nose, look at those structures, make sure that you're getting a nice front-to-back collapse, which typically about 80% of patients, when they have collapse, it will be that front-to-back collapse. If we see a lot of the side-to-side collapse, then there, you know, maybe something where we say, well, there are some surgeries where we can trim the palate and things like that. And sometimes we can actually convert that front to back collapse to a side, or from that convert the side to side collapse to a front to back collapse, or even get rid of it altogether with other surgeries. So there are other options we have in those situations, but if you have predominantly the side to side collapse, then you might not be a candidate for the Inspire, at least initially. Once we have the, but if you do have the front to back collapse, that's basically typically the last hurdle. And then we submit all that information to the insurance company, make sure that it gets approved, and then we can set up the procedure.
Talk a little bit about the health concerns with sleep apnea.
Yeah, so people that have sleep apnea are putting a lot of extra strain on their heart and lungs while they're sleeping at night, and that can lead to a lot of unhealthy side effects. So people that have sleep apnea are much higher risk for high blood pressure. They're much higher risk for heart attacks and strokes. Also at higher risk for headache problems. So sleep apnea is associated with all those problems, headaches, strokes, heart attacks, heart arrhythmias, and things like that. So if you correct the sleep apnea, we see that those risks often are significantly reduced. So the idea behind treating sleep apnea is that we're potentially improving your life expectancy. A lot of patients will notice that needed to be on medications for high blood pressure, get their sleep apnea treated, and suddenly they may not need any medication, or they need less medication to manage their high blood pressure. And then also just as you sleep better, your energy level improves, you feel better, your ability to pay attention and stay focused on tasks will improve, so people become more productive at work. They're not feeling tired and feeling, you know, not feeling like they can pay attention or needing to take a nap in the middle of the day. So just overall productivity for patients will improve. It's also a risk for people that do a lot of driving. So by managing these problems, we can improve people's health, improve their safety, and improve their productivity.
What about aren't there some longer term studies on dementia, Alzheimer's, the impact of sleep apnea?
Yeah, so certainly that, you know, again, just talking about improving your cognition, you're not fatigued. Your brain is functioning better, so all of that can help, you know. And we see with dementia that a lot of things, even hearing loss, can increase your risk of dementia, believe it or not. So in my mind, I kind of look at it as, you know, if your brain is not, you're not keeping your brain active, you're not using it, then that's what leads to problems in the long run. So people that are hearing well, they're not involved in conversations, they're not stimulating their brain. People that are tired all day long, obviously they don't, you know, feel good. They're not going to be using their brain and kind of challenging their brain during the day. And those that lack of, you know, use of the brain leads to more problems, or a risk of higher problems as you age. You know, we've and ear, nose, and throat, for years now we've been kind of knowing about the link between hearing loss and dementia. So we've been encouraging people to treat their hearing loss, because that obviously brings more neurologic stimulation to your brain. You're hearing things better, and that increased activity of the brain has been shown to help reduce the risks of dementia as you age. Same thing in sleep apnea. You're not feeling good, you're tired, your brain isn't functioning on all cylinders. Getting your fatigue improved will help that brain to function better, and that can, in the long run, have benefits for that as well.
So nuts and bolts then. If I'm hearing you on the radio and I'm interested in learning more, what's the first thing that I do?
Well, first thing I would say is you can contact our office, Midwest Ear, Nose, and Throat. Our phone number is 605-336-3503. Both myself, Dr. Danielson, and one of my partners there, Kenneth Scott, we are the two that are performing this procedure, and we do this together so they can arrange for you to come in and be evaluated. As we said earlier, I do come out to Huron on a very frequent basis, so I usually am here every week but the first week of the month, so we can set up an evaluation to be done here where we can kind of look at everything we talked about and see if you do meet the criteria to be a candidate. The other thing that I would encourage people to do is to go on the internet. If you go to the website inspire.com, it is a very well done website with just tons of information on it. And I can also tell you that the people at Inspire are very dedicated to making sure that this is successful. So people that have this procedure, there's a 24-hour hotline. If you have a problem with your remote, you have any of these things, you can contact these people 24 hours a day, and they're going to walk you through it if you're having trouble adjusting the settings on your device or other problems. They're there to make sure that this is a successful treatment, and they are a very supportive company.
I see you, I do my evaluation, I'm a candidate. If I haven't done a sleep study yet, I probably need to do that.
Yes, usually you'd have the sleep study done before because you've tried CPAP. Most of the insurance companies are wanting the sleep study to have been done within 2 years. Sometimes we do have to go back and repeat a new one if it's been 5 or 10 years since you've had a sleep study. Sometimes we do have to repeat a sleep study to get you kind of more current, one that's showing us where things are at this time. Like we said, if all the other criteria are good, we would then set you up for that drug-induced sleep endoscopy. And that's where we just bring you to the operating room. There's no pain after that procedure. It's mainly just taking a nap in the operating room, and we take a look inside to see how things look when you're actually sleeping.
Sleep study, we can do that here in Huron as well. There's
absolutely
folks that come. How about this actual procedure? Can you do that here in Huron, or do you need to do those in Sioux Falls?
As of right now, we're just doing them in Sioux Falls. I do the procedure with my partner, Dr. Scott, so we do that together. As this grows in the future, it may be something that we would bring here as well. There is some technologies we use, as I said, we use that EMG. We also do the isolation of the nerve. We do that under a special microscope. So there's things like that, down the road maybe is something that we would do here in Huron.
I think you're the only ones in South Dakota that are, would you call it certified to do?
Correct, yep. So we did have to go through special training through Inspire to where we learned on a cadaver, doing the first procedure on a cadaver so that we were not doing this the first time on a real patient. So we went through all the training for that, and currently we are the only two physicians in the state doing that. I would just encourage people, if you have any question, if you're struggling with sleep apnea, even if you're not a candidate for Inspire, there may be other things that we can do to help you tolerate the CPAP better. Sometimes people have problems with their nose, like a deviated septum. So even if you're not an Inspire candidate, there may be things that we can do to help you with your sleeping and your sleep apnea.
Great. Can you give us that phone number and website one more time?
Sure. So it's Midwest Ear, Nose, and Throat. Our phone number is 605-336-3503. We also have a website for Midwest Ear, Nose, and Throat. So if you Google Midwest Ear, Nose, and Throat, you'll find our app. And I'm quite certain there's a link to Inspire on that. The other thing is just to go to inspire.com. I would just not hesitate to come in and at least just get evaluated. And even if you don't think you're the right candidate for this, maybe there are other things that we can do to help you with your problem. So getting in and getting evaluated just helps us kind of figure out what's going on and where the problems are at, and then we can, you know, hopefully address those problems and do the best we can to help you out with that.
Still struggling with CPAP? Get relief with Inspire. Inspire is the only FDA-approved obstructive sleep apnea treatment that works inside your body to treat the root cause of sleep apnea with just the click of a button. No mask, no host, just sleep. Learn more on an educational webinar presented by Dr. Greg Danielson and Dr. Kenneth Scott of Midwest Ear, Nose, and Throat Clinic on Thursday, November 19th at 6 p.m. View important safety information and register at inspiresleepevents.com.
You've been listening to the Well One Connection, connecting you to important healthcare information. This program is for general use only and is not meant to replace the advice of your doctor or other medical professional. If you have questions, contact your healthcare provider. The Well One Connection is a weekly program of Huron Regional Medical Center, providing quality healthcare close to home. Online at HuronRegional.org.